We ran off of this man last month during the lachas of Chatzitza Negerta Nido. A wonderful Ashlomas Indian is to do Chatzitza and Hilchas Netil Sadayim. And when you learn the Siman now, you understand numerous things that's going on, building upon what we learned the past month. The Makar for this is the Gemara in Chulin Dav Kovav. The Gemara speaks out anything that's a Chatzitza Betfila Beguf, it's Chaitis Metil Sadayim Lechulin. The Gemara equates it to sugyas. Whatever chatzitza is, behilchas nida, is a chatzitza by the case of chulin. Kamon Tosfos to bring down a tesefta over there that says bechulin it's not a chatzitza. It seems to be a stira the Gemara versus what the tesefta says. The shaila among the Rishonim is when it says chulin has two options. Does it mean that tilas sedayim, washing your hands for bread? Or does the word chulin mean nas al tayas truma, al tayas kodesh, and to be machm over there? So the Arma Farshim that's brought down the Sefer Truma and the Beis Yosef that says that until it's a dime you can be mekel. The Gemara is discussing between Machma only the case of Tyrus Kodesh or Tyrus Truma. And the Ramah brings down the Shita. The Ramah says, Yesh Oimim, there's no Chatzitza by Nitzil Sadayim. However, the Maskon of the Sefer Truma and Tosfos on the page and the Rashi Mekvayis and the Smag and other Rishonim is not that way. And the Ramah himself ends off that Ik is not that way. That we paskin that the chatzitza by Netil Sadayim when equate to the idea of chatzitza by the sugya of Nida, and that the tesefta that's being makel is a case of Tiras HaKodesh, Tiras Truma. Now, once we have this in over here, that we're equating the two sugyas, it should be very simple. Everyone took a test on Hilchas chatzitza by Nida, and whatever comes out by the case of Nida should be the same thing by Netil Sadayim. We'll go through this chabur today and see there's at least 12 different nafkaminas halach lamaisa that place gemamor mekel by Netil Sadayim. And the svara is simple. The idea negate nido by mikvah is mamish adin deraisa, and sometimes it comes out to be a derabonim but it's built upon a get of a deraisa. Mashenke by Netil Sadayim, it's only otto truma, it's called tikin derabonim ke'en deraisa tikin, and therefore by negate kisa sveikis, since the starting block is built upon a chumrah that's only Dinei Rabbanan will have kulus over here. The first thing I discuss is the idea of chatzitza, is again, where is chatzitza coming from? We know by now, we have a Gemara in Nida, same place in Erevin, Sukkah, and Nivomis, that to be a chatzitza, to be a case of deraisa by Nida, it's either it has to be roiv and makbid. It's missing one or the other. If it's a case of roiv she'ina makbid, it's a derabbanan or to roiv a makbid. It's missing the other, it's smiut, but it's makbid. It's exer otu roiva makbid. There's neither one, lemais it's mutter. It's smiut she'ena makbid, it's mutter over here. Now the Beis Yosef starts off over here in Kuf Samach Aleph. That brings down the Rishonim is diuk in Rashi. That sounds like in Rashi, the only time to be mekel in a smiut she'ena makbid is only in the case of sar, only in here. Masha'enkin on the body, smiut she'ena makbid, you have to be machmer. Lemais the Rishonim, what down the Beis Yosef over here, disagree. Bring your wife in the case of Uman, that we do not pass this way, and Miyachain and Machbid, by the case of Nida, will be Mekel, and also the case of Netil Sadayim. Once we have this getter of Roiv and Machbid, we have to define what is Roiv, and what defines the getter of Machbid. That means first, the getter Roiv by Nida means our Roiv of her body. Roiv by Nida of her star, since Machlik is Koinim versus the Rambam, and we pass in Sefei, like the Goinim Shita, that Sar stands by itself, it's Roiv of the Sar. On your hand, Roiv and not Makbid Chatzitza, where is Roiv? So when we'll get to Siftalid, and Siftalid discusses where in your hand you have to wash. There'll be three Shitas over there. Is it till the second knuckle, until the third knuckle, or the whole hand from your palm that's connected to your arm? La Locha, the Mishpura comes out that we're Choshish, that ain't Limchis, those who say until the third knuckle. The ever comes out when it says rave over here, says the Mishabur means rave of your fingers. Since we are saying in Limchois, are those who go to the third knuckle, has to be, if it's rave of your spice, even though you're not makbid, it's chatzitzel. Venegate, a person who's a uman, has blood upon their hands, it's rave of that spice, it'll be a bayam, it's a sugi of chatzitzel. Again, the Kavachayim points out, it's a brachash boy, you'll need the rave of your whole entire hand, not just your fingers, we chush it both ways. But that's chatzitza shubay, the get of roiv means roiv of your fingers. Now it sounds like over here, when it's mid she'ina makbid, it's beseder. The first question you have to ask, we know the Ramah, Kuf Tzadches, if Alev says you have to remove everything. Is that chumrah the Ramah, they have to remove everything, applies to the case of Netilas Sadayim? you have a chatzitza that's mitzvah in a makbid upon your hand. Do you have to remove it or not? So the Rambam over here on Sif Aleph says the minig was not to clean out the tit that's underneath the nails. We'll get to why that's so. So we see clearly, l'chadchilo, you can leave it there. We do not have this chumrah. The Mishabru and Sim Kuv Samach Beis and Sif Kod Yun Ches speaks out clearly. You have lichel there that's not makiv. You do not have to remove it. Then it comes out, the first nafkamina we have between chatzitza by nida versus tilis daim is the chumrah the Rambam. We only see it by the case of nida and not by tilis daim. Next, we have a look over here of roiv and akpado. What defines akpado? Poshut is, let's say the person is makbid and the world is makbid, both are makbid. Avada, that's the chatzitza. Let's say the world is makbid, but not the person. Or if I care, the person is makbid and not the world. Is that a nechel in the getter of chatzitza by netilas adayim? So take each one. First, let's say the world is makbid and a person is not makbid. So you come along the Torah over here and says it's not a chatzitza. If a person is not makbid, even though the world is not a chatzitza, the Darkei Moshe, as signed in the Shari Tzion by us, and the Darkei Moshe Oruch, sends you to the Rashba, that's not a chatzitza. Ferek the Bach, we know in Hilchas Nida, it is a chatzitza. And we have a klal. The Gemara says we equate two sugyas. Said the Bach, we cannot learn from Kolius. We cannot equate the two sugyas mamish. By Nida will be Machmer. Masha Enke, by Tilsam, the Maiso will be Michael. Aloch la Maiso, Kamal the Mishabura, the Magavram, the Ali Rabba, the Maiso, they disagree with the two on the Darkei Moshe. They pass if the world's Machmer, even the person not Machmer, is a chatzitza. But it comes out, we have a second nafkamina according to the Torah and the Darkei Moshe, in a situation when the person is not makbid, and the world is makbid, by nida will be a chatzitza, mash enkim, in the case of netilas adayim. A next case, let's say if I care, the person is makbid, the roiv oilim is not makbid. The basis of here and nida brings down a shayla, is end of tzarachian, he makes machlokes the Rambam and the Rashba out of it. The mice over here, the Darkei Moshe says, ayin yoredei sim kuf tzadiches. In Kuf Tzadiches, how did he come out? He brought down the Mordechai to be Machmer. The Tazan Shach and Sif Aleph brings down that we go after the Yochid to be Machmer over here. And therefore, the Mishabru over here in Maisa is Machmer, Shiknas Nagdoyle, Lechon Ponim, Chidon, others. At Tzadah Sheni, the Mogavron brings down a Pnei Yitzchok. The Pnei Yitzchok over here says, since it's a Shaila, by a case of Tfila will be Machmer, Mash Enkem and Tila will be Mekel. And the grass passes the Kula. He says, over here, the Ikim and Devei Seifim, Savdabon Lukula. So again, we have a third Nafkamina. When a person himself is Makbid, what's Halacha? According to the Graz Magavram, over here, we make Mash Enke in the case of Nido. Now, just to be clear, I said two Nafkaminas right now, whether the person himself is Makbid or the world himself is Makbid. Mishmur is Machmer both. That means we do not pass this Nafkamina in the case of Nido. I'm just pointing out there are G'dayla Achayim say it's a Nafkamina. We Paskin, Mishmur says, each one, whether the world is makbid, or the person themselves is makbid, is nichlan get of chatzitza. Let's say a person only makbid b'shas the tila itself. Let's say a person only takes off the rings when they wash their hands. And this time they did not take off the rings. That'll be a big nafkamina, we'll get to the case of rings. But Shabur said that's not a chatzitza. It has to be chatzitza when you makbid other times besides the case of the tila. Now the get of akpada, we spoke out of nida to go after the world. To go after the place you live in Eretz Yisrael, you live in Arzay, wherever you live, to go after the shchuna that you live in. And in Hilchos Nida, we spoke out a Shai Tshuva by us over here, that brings down the Chidah, and says you look at the whole entire world. If the world is Makbid, then you're Makbid. If the world's not, then not. Now, we said the case of the world, the Sfarim discuss, says Achiezi, even Chiloinim, the article gets involved, maybe going, you did not count part of it. And we had a hard time, why do you look at the world, or don't look upon every group? And there are those who disagree, at least in Hilchos Nida, Shlomo Zalman, or Berkowitz. They want to look at every mokum, every group. They want to be right in the case of Kinim, in the case of Uman over here. Shala, how do you find, once we're Machmer, look at the world, what defines the world? Is it a world we live in, or the whole entire world Mamish? Having a case where people, Betzim, are Machbid, how, because the mount that's over here, it's Machmer Smirto, they're not Machbid. For example, Sayo underneath the fingers, the Machbid. But in a kid's situation, it's so minute over here, they don't really care about it. Then the Taz and Hilchos Nida, and over here the Mishmur, they're both bring down the Beis Yosef and the Smag. The Machmas Mito can make it lack of Akpada, not Nichol Negeda V'chatzitza. Now, before we do Netila by an Isha, they always ma'ayin. Everyone knows halacha l'chafifa. You check into her body. But the case of tilas daim, you have to check your hands before you wash your hands. So the Mishnah Berurah of cotton alapings on the prim gom, you also have to check your hands. They didn't eat to check your hands beforehand. Let's say you did not check your hands, you washed your hands. You found a chatzitza afterwards, you're not sure if it came afterwards or beforehand. What's the halacha? So by Hilchas Nida already we saw, by the case of Sivchav Hei, Sivchav Dalet, Sivchav Vav, a case where you have a chatzitza afterwards, you're not mine beforehand, if it's a makam goloi. So maybe it came beforehand, there's a chashash over there, Mashekin Makam Beis Astorim, you have to chase of a litful. Speaks that over here the Mishnah Berurah Sivchav Aleph, according to Prima Gondim, but not by the case of washing your hands. If you find a chatzitza afterwards, and says that meaning it could be it came afterwards, you're not sure it came afterwards or beforehand, you must sopik. By nido will be machmer. Mashekin, by the case of Tilsa Daim, the mice will be makel. Therefore, they point out, but let's say you find a sticker upon your hand that's no way, that was not there until it was before washing your hands. Then it depends where you found the sticker. When you wash your hands over, do you make a bracha? If you found the sticker on your fingers, the kuliyama, you wash your hands over and you make a bracha. Find the sticker on your palm of your hands, you wash over without a case of a bracha. However, again, what comes out when your mesopik was there before and not, maisa sovik l'kula. Negate to nails, we have a case over here of tsayah, which the Mishnah Berurah says does not mean, of course, literally tsayah, means a zuama that's underneath your nails over here. It has a get of chatzitza when it's above your nails, or botzak v'tit has a get of chatzitza. We know the minig is, by the case of Isha, and Sif Yud Ches, Kuf Tal Ches by Nida, she cuts her nails every time she goes to the mikvah. Is that the same minig we have by the Maisa cutting your nails by washing your hands? So the Maisa, the Shach points out, in Hilchos Nida, it's not the same on Hogo, for obvious reasons to the Shach. You can tell a person once a month to cut your nails. Tell them to cut your nails every time before they wash your hand, that's not possible. So the Shach himself points out, we have a fifth nafkamina now, between Nida, in the case of Natila, when Nida every time she has to cut her nails, that's a minig. Masha Ekim, by Natila, we do not cut her nails. However, it says in Mishnah Berurah, calling it Sev Chasidim, Prim Gadim, El Rab, and others call it Sev Chasidim, Maisa, we have to be very careful and cut her nails every once in a while, and it's really to cut them every Erev Shabbos to make sure you do not have a Chatzitza, which says you have Lichluch underneath your nails. That means every Erev Shabbos you cut her nails, one the covered Shabbos, one mitzvah the Chatzitza by Natila Sidaim. Let's say it's Erev Shabbos, and every Erev Shabbos you cut your nails. One Erev Shabbos you've got to cut your nails. It comes Friday night, you want to wash your hands. Is Aloha, are you allowed to wash your hands? Or do you have to go and find a guy and do like it says over there, get a guy to cut it, Bishinui, not Bishinui, Biyad. What to go do over here? That means we know that Aloha is ready in Sif Chaf, by the case of Anido. She've got to cut her nails. Chayz of Litvol, either coin the Tazach Shash of Lichlach, according to the Shach, according to the Shach, is now the nail that's connected to you, a bayam tzad sugil chatzitza. Says the Prima Gadim, over here by us, lefi the Shach, if it's aimed to cut, don't cut, you have a bayah. It's called aimed to cut, see cuts dummy. According to the Shach, it sounds like the Prima Gadim, Friday night, go get a guy to go cut it for you. The Meister we pointed out, we don't pass like the Shach. We mentioned by an Isha, what happens Friday night? You cannot find a guy. You clean it very well, the nails. According to Shach, you don't do that. But in the case of your toes, what do? We clean it very well. That means to be ikri passing like the halacha of the Taz, the Shash Lichluch. It's a chumah ba'alma over here, not mitzvah ko'im l'kotz dummy. But it comes out, according to Shach, you'll have a baya of a chatzitza be'etzim, which be'etzim we don't pass like. We paskin on Shabbos that the Mishmur comes out three levels. Number one, first get a guy to go do a Bishinoi. You cannot do a Bishinoi, then do a Bikli. If there is no guy, then clean it well. Now, according to the Shach, no guy, you wait till the next day, the day afterwards. That means they took on part of the idea of the Shach, it's a mitzvah, and cut it, and shvosh shvosh, lav is svaris. But at the end of the day, there is no guy, clean it well. That's the Taz Shita. We paskin Taz. Now, when a person has underneath the nails, they have tit or tsaya. What tit are we discussing over here? What tsaya are we discussing? So there's a Rebbein Tam Shita, brought down by the Rishonim, Let's say, just like my Tita Yovan, a Tita Yitzrim, a Tita Druachim, are a Tit that stocks very on well, he also Daka Tit, or sorry, that stuck on very well, is Nichol the Get of Chatzitza. That's how the Smag, the Rash beliefs over here, the Ritva, they come along the Paskin like Rebbein Tam. The Gam the Beis Yisrim and the Shach in need to point out the steers of Rashba, how exactly the Paskin. But Maisa, we have over here a Rebbein Tam Shito that says Tit and Soya underneath the nails, if it's not stuck on, not Nichol the Get of Chatzitza. Frek the Taz Nilchus Nido, if that's so, why is not brought down by the Mechaber in Hilchus Nido? He has a kasha. The Shach wants to answer. The Chanami is brought down, but anyway, we have a minig to cut nails, so not much of an afkamino. Building upon the Shita, Kamal Ramon, the Ramon says, we do not have a minig to clean out the nails, clean out the lichluch underneath our nails. Our minig is to leave our nails being dirty. If you want, you see people washing their hands all the time, and there's lichluch underneath their nails. You see it all the time. And we're not worried about it. The question is, what's pshat in this Ramah? So the Ramah ending point is why? Because miyat she'ene makbid. Those are his words. And the way how the Magavram and the Chayotim explain, what does it mean miyat she'ene makbid? Dafka kineged the boser. The Chayotim, Mishmur brings down one malach this way. Dafka kineged the boser. People not care about the lichel underneath the nails. Therefore, what's kineged the boser? You're turning your hand around, not seeing nails. It's not a problem. And people certainly have lichel there. The Taz says, the Maisa, we have another reason why to make hole. With Samech on the Bein Tam Shito. And therefore the Mishmur points out, Ayin the Eli Rabbo, who has a Taz in the back that says, Samech on the Bein Tam, we make hole all the time in all times, whether Kenegat Abasar, Shloi Kenegat Abasar. As long as that Mechuber is stuck on very well, the Maisa will be make hole. So it comes out, number one, we have a six nafkamina between Nido and the case of the Tilo. That by the case of Nido, the Taz, the Maisa says, to be Machber, by the case of the tit over here, Masha Enke in the case of Til Sadayim, he said a person can be Mekel. But it comes out that anytime you have Lichlo Kneged the Bosser, either Mahalik can learn with, the Maisi can be Mekel. Either because people are Mir Chen and Machbid, or Mitzad, the idea over here is not Lichlo getting the stuck on very well. And therefore we see that people have Lichlo there, it's very clear. People watching here, they have Lichlo there, and I must say the meaning is not to worry about it. Two separate reasons why that's so, but that seems to be the Nogo. Let's say a person does have tit underneath their nails and they want to clean it out. What to go do on Shabbos? So there is a Magavron that sounds like Mike and Aval Mitzad Tzugyo of Memachik over here. The Bialoch's Maskona is that Avadi can take the tit out. Just make sure you don't scratch the nail itself and Megara the nail. But Avadi the tit is no baya taking that out. Now once you have the case of a nail, we know we have a locha of a hangnail. That means a Simcha of Aleph, we have a hangnail that's split. The Mechava Paskin, when it's a miyat, it's chaitzitz. When anyone learned the page over here, do they see the loch of a hangnail? It's in the Taz, not in the Mogavrom, not in the Goin, not in the back, not in the Pirogodim, not in the Eli Rabbo, not in the Mishnah Berurah. They do not bring down the loch of a hangnail. Asad Hasheni, off the page, in difference from the Graz, or Choshuch, and the Ben Ishchai, they say, let's equate the two sugyas, and the loch by a hangnail, by the case of a needle, when it's miyat, it's chaitzitz. Here also, by Tilz Daim, a meal will be a case of Chaitzitz. And therefore, why do a case of Shabbos? Says the Kav Chaim, you wash your hands without making a brach over here. The Maisa, I think the Paiskim, Lulik Voy, the Graz Narach HaShulchan, the Paiskim do not bring down this Chumrah. I think for a bunch of reasons. That means I think most Paiskim Maisa are Mekel. Just speak out the Svara, number one is the whole idea of a hangnail that's split to be Machmun, it's a case of Miat, not in a case of Roiv. We saw by us in Sivchov Aleph, that the Beis Yosef has a list of Rishonim that says not that way. The Rif, the Rambam, the Raivit, the Rajbo, the Smag, the Bein Ruchim, they come along, the Orchaz Chaim, they pass it not this way. They say whether it's Chaitz, whether it's Mith being Parish, or Rav, not the Mechalik. Elamai, the Torah Lameis is Machmer. Still, even though the Torah is Machmer, but it says the Kitzer, and other places can say, and Lontz and Bailo, Ovel Malaylo, also be Semich upon the Sheet over here. So, number one, Roy Visham Maisa make by the case Nido, we're Machmer. Number two, even by Nido, Paiskim will make a B'dievim once a Bailo or over a Lailo. Number three, what is the case of a hangnail that we said to be Machmer in the case of Nido? We spoke out three different Shitas. We had the Beis Yosef, the Taz, and the Shach. The Beis Yosef, and we point out the Machmer Visham, said that's how Kosh Baruch Hu went, that Dafka, when you have a sticker upon the hangnail, Mashenking, the thing itself is not a chatzitzo. Therefore, if you don't have a stick upon the hangnail, coin the base, if it's not a problem at all, the hangnail over here. Elamai, you can say, according to Shachri of Abaya, that he says the problem here is the Mokma Chibur, where it's connected. The Chor, it sounds like the Shach is more the Shitasai, that the heels, when the place is connected itself, we the Maisa point out, we do not go like the Shach, we go like the Taz. The only shall have, you're going to the Taz Shito. Taz says, or the Baya is a place where it's Chotuch, over there, water cannot get through. It's nichel to get a base of storm, and therefore has to be co-roared lebila in bila makkevis. You have a bayam instead of sugar of chatzitza over there. So I think the reason why the person would not worry about hangnails, again, people have hangnails, you see it all the time on Shabbos, or even during the week. They're not makbid. Again, there is a graz or chashulchan. I think building upon Rav Yushainim, there was a sevich upon b'di eved, according to base seisha, there is no such shita over here, and even according to shach, la'adach, there's reason to be machmer. Therefore, I do not think there's a chum over here, but the case of hangnails. So it comes out, we have a seventh nafkamina by hangnails, by nida will be machmer, masha enkein, by the case of atil sadaim, numerous paiskim seem to be mekel. Also over here in Sif Aleph, the Mechaber discusses a case where let's say you have ink that's wet, lach. You have dam that's lach over here. We go back to the Hilchas nida, over there in Sif Yidalad, the Mechaber has five cases, dioi, cholov, dvash, dam, and sraf. What's the loch of the case when it's lach? It sounds like when you read the Mechaber in Ramo, it's Machlokes Mechaber versus Ramo. The Mechaber sounds like even if you're Machbid, it's not a chatzitza. Why? Because Nichtas by Mayim, water gets inside over here. Masha Enkein, the Ramo says, if your Machbid is a chatzitza, depends upon the Sugivak Podo. So you have a Machlokes by Nida, if Akpodo is going to affect something when it's wet over here. By Nida, the Maisa will Machmer. Come along the Mishnah Brewer over here, and he brings it down. Down again the Sharetzian, and again the Bialocha three times. That since by the case of Tzilas Diamonds and Dindir Rabban over here, with Semich on the Mechabashito, and my case of Lach Lamaisi can be Mekel. So it comes out, says the Mishnah Berurah, that even though it's by case of Dam, by Nida will be Machwens Lach, or by the case of Dioi will be Machwens Lach, not by the case of Tzilas Diamonds, he'll be Mekel. He says, Achukach Matsosi, Mogam Geborim that way. Then it comes out again, people have sometimes they cut themselves, they're blown their fingers on their hand. If it's lach, it's not a chatzitzo. So it comes out now we have the eighth nafkamino. By the case of the things that are lach of Stif Yidal, and by the case of Nida, to be machmer according to Ramah, by until Snaim, the mice will be Michael. Sif Beis, the Mechabigzan, further the sugya of chatzitzos over here, he starts over the idea of an umon. Let's say a person is a sheikhet, he has blood upon himself, he's a tzaba, he's a painter. The lach is not a nichel and get of chatzitzo. The pashas these sodas, if you're a painter, you're not makbid. If you understand these sodas over here as lack of akpada by the case of umon, what happens when you have rave upon the body, rave upon her hand? Is that nichel and get of chatzitzo? If the lomas is said lack of akpada, rave ain't a makbid, what's a locha? Nichel and get of chatzitzo. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, and he said again in the Bialocha, he speaks that clearly. Since it's roiv and not makbid, by case of umin, is nichel neged of chatzitzo. He quotes the Graz that way. Same in the Kishchorach Paskins this way. However, he goes on further and says the Chayodim says not the way. Chayodim says by the case of an umin, when it's roiv, it's not a chatzitzo. He says why? It's roiv and ain't a makbid, should be in case of chatzitzo. So he has two ways to explain the Chayodim. Either means that the whole reason why to be machmer and roiv and not makbid is otak podo, and by umin is not shchiyat avak podo. Or the side of a case of umin is not mitzad lack of akpado, but mitzad is part of kigufayu dami. There was not a chatzitzo. So he tries to explain the lumdus of the chayodom. But at the end of the day, the ma'aseh b'shvuah is machmer. Says if you're an umon and you have roiv of your hand, roiv of your hand means roiv of that spice. Nichel neged of a chatzitzo. A second question again to umon is: let's say a person has two jobs. A person is a shoychet and a cipher. A person has dam. A person has ink. Are both of them not be nichel neged of chatzitzo? So the Gemara in Zvachim that Tzadiches clears this question, ends off teku. So once is the boy to Ishtito, says the Mogav Rom, it's a sophic. By the case of Nido, let's be Machmer. By the case of Tzilas Adayim, Lamais, let's be Mekel. Now we spoke out in Hilchus Nido, that Kamung Mutz Achonim will argue the Mogav Rom and also be Mekel by the case of Nido. Says the Prima Gonim over here and say, why? By Nido, it's Mirchen and Machmed. Mirchen and Machmed is Rabbonim, let's be Mekel by Tzilas Adayim and by Nido. Asad Hasheni, Siddhartha says not the way, or Shulchan, the one collects Magar Vom, be Machm in the case of Nido. So by Nido, the Machloik is to be Machm or Mekel. Held by the case of Tzilas Adayim, all the Paiskim Maisa collect the Magar Vom. Person can be Mekel when you have a case of two umnis over here, it's a Teiku, and Safak Lekulo. what does come out, again, a ninth Nafka Mino, between the case of Nido and Tehillas Yadayim, according to Mogar Avram, by the case of Nido to be Machmer, Mashenke, and Tehillas Yadayim, a person is Mekel. Now, Sif Beis, we bring down the Locha of a case when a person has Noi. They have Teva, paint upon themselves. We know from the Rosh, the Rashba, when a person paints themselves, there's two reasons what he Mekel, Mitzad the Sugi of Chazusa, and Mitzad the Sugi of Noi. Two separate reasons. The question we discussed then is Alocha, do they stand by themselves or not? Can a person in Sif Yud Zayin be Mekel just as Chazusa, or be Mekel just Mitzad the Sugi of Noi? So I said, by the case of Tehillas Yadayim, it's very clear. Speaks out the Achorinim, doing that way in the Mechaber. Let's say it's only Chazusa, but it has no mushes to it. Says the Meshbura, or Chashulchan, the Graz, the Goyin, the Nesivis, the kids of the Ben Ishchai, the Meister, we can be Mekel. And not only that, the Machla Shechel wants to be right from here to the case of Nido. Agama Nido, we know it's a Machloikis, so the Tyro wants to argue with the Pasha, the Taz and Shech over there. Sounds like for the Bach and the Prishad, the Meister to be Machmer, and say you cannot be Mekel on Chazusa in it by itself. And you both means the Meister to be Mekel. The Meister comes out over here that the Kuliyam and the Poiskim say, if it's no, you can't be Mekel. If it's Chazus Lamaisi, can't be Mekel. And again, it could be, once it's a Shiloh, by Dinah, but Lamaisi can't be Mekel. So it comes out with the 10th Nafka Mino, that Paiskim, Lisa, Nida are Chosh to be Machmer in the case of Chazuso. Masha Inkin over here, by case of Chazusi, you have a ink mark upon a person's hand. Meis, Lachatchili, Kaliva, no problem at all. Now, negates the Sugya of Noi. The Loch is Noi is Kigufei Domi. That means the person has nail polish upon the hands. It's Noi. It's Kigufei Domi. Let's say it's covering even a Rav. Mishmur says also Beseder. Mishmur points out, he says, in Sifkot Yud Beis, you have to realize the Mechaber, even though it compares painting to Noi, it's not exactly the same Sugya. When a person's a painter, it's the Umnes, Rav is being Machmer. Not like the Chayodom. Mashenki by Noi when you have Rav. The other person can be Mekel. One's coming mitzad the sugo lacher vakpodo, a roif to be machmer. Mashiki noise coming the sugo is part of the person's goof, but to the goof, therefore he can be Mekel. I used to my house, person wearing nail polish, is that nichel the get of chatzitzo? So my daughter told me that her mori answered her the first rule, if the nail polish on all the nails, no problem, it's not a chatzitzo. If it's chipped, the people are machbid, nichel the get of chatzitzo. Then the Mora, the teacher, gave a half-hour shmooze, how can I wear a nail polish, how maguna, how terrible, how disgusting, how awesome it is, v'chulu v'chulu. The Maisel, the Litzin, was asked this question, what's the look of nail polish? He said, Mamish, like this teacher, if the whole entire thing is covered, it's noy, even covers rave, I don't care, it's not a chatzitzo. Once it's chipped, and to be pointed out, really depends, what do you do when it's chipped? Do you add in more nail polish, or remove the nail polish? If you add in more nail polish, of course, it's not a chatzitzo, I want it there. But it seems to be that hunger that you remove the nail polish, nichon neged of chatzitzo. Therefore, if a person has chipped nail polish, they wash their hands, the loch is, they have to wash all over again. If they're machbid, and the item says they're machbid, is that chatzitzo is in a tilo. That means, avada is not a kvutza, our noshim meister did not put on nail polish. But the arnoshim, usually that kvutza puts on nail polish, if it's chipped, then the bayam is the sugya of tilo sedayim. The Ramon ends off Sibbeis will look at the case of a gela, the case of a scab. He says, since it's not machbid, it's not chaitzitz. The Mogavram speaks out, even though a person is a star, it's not a bayav chatzitzo, shal what pshan the Mogavram is, prim goda versus machta shekel, is it your machbid but not chaitzitz, or lack of a kapod over here? Mishmur seems to have two abonis pshat, what do you make all? They point out, the loch by the case of Nido, in Sif Tez and Kutz Adaches, we know already the Marach Lazuro, the Shah Makutzi, that the Isha, a young maiden, was very dainty, she had a gela upon herself, they made sure she had to remove it. We spoke out then that what do you have to go do? You have to either soften it, and if you can't soften it, you have to remove it, unless it's a lot of tzar. Over here, we do not see anyone being down the loch, you have to soften it. We don't see anyone say you have to remove it, unless it's a lot of tzar. It sounds like over here, might say you have a scab on top of you, you can leave it as it, not try to remove it. Not even to soften it. It's not brought down this chumra over here. The Mice of the Beis Yosef already points this out and brings on the Sefer Truma by also Kuf Sadek Aleph, Kuf Samach Aleph. He says, even though we're knowing to be Machmer, that's only been the case of Nida, it's a chumra ba'almo, Masha'enke, Metil Stime, the Mice of Mekel. So it comes out when your scab is upon your body, the Mice you can leave it. Don't try to move unless you have a lot of pain. Don't try even if it causes tsar. If without tsar, might as leave it as is. We don't see any idea of removing over here or softening over here. We can leave it as is. It comes out. We have an 11th nafkamino. By nida, we should remove it unless it causes a lot of tsar. Over here, if it bothers you, causes you any little bit of pain, it hurts you a little bit, let's leave it as is. Sif gimel is a lachal case of rings. Now, over here, Kamal Ramon says, a case of ring, even though it's rafoi, the chadchilur to remove it, the words of the Ramon is, could not be keen between a case of rafoi and not rafoi. The Beis Yosef says, a second reason why to machmer, exero otter case of hodok. Two different reasons. The maise b'dievet, what's the lachal left a ring upon your finger? So we do know in Sifchov Gimel by the case of Nido, there's a base Hillel Shita that says, b'dievet, it's ma'akiv. The mice over here, the Peshkim are very clear, the Mishabura, Graz, and the Rav Mogavam, but you have it avada if it's Rafoi, also like Tefillah. Not a problem. Well, Tzadok is a question. Now, the Shalom practically, they discuss two things. Let's say women, first of all, do not make challah. Let's say she never makes challahs. That means the only reason why women take off the rings, where is the chatzitza by the ring? So we know the Rav Shita brought down by the Beis Yosef, when people make challahs, they take off the ring. If it's a chitzit, even the ger to until it's tadayim. Let's say she never makes challahs. Is there a nechel getter of chatzitzo? So the Pesach Shuvah already in Sifchav Gimel being down in Siddur Torah, it says that be'etzim should be mutter. It's like nechel of a getter of umon akupa themselves. But since loy plug is not nicker, therefore lechatchil to machmer less lonesome by law. When we have once for what he make up his mind there. Noshim will the don't make challahs. But even more than that, let's say noshim do make challahs. But then Hogab is manazes not to remove the rings. I've asked around, more than half the Noshim tell me, Bezmanazes, they do not remove the rings when they make challahs. They tell me the gold rings, they never take off. The diamond rings, half of them tell me they do not take off. If so, Bezmanazes, can you be mekel and not take off your ring when you do it in Til Sidayim? That means by Nita, Avad, we take it off. By the case of Til Sidayim, can you leave it on? So the Chuva by the Ur Litzion, Rabbi Ash, Berkowitz, he wrote back, he says, technically, by the case in Til Sadaim L'maisa, it's mutter. Especially as a chash that you can lose the ring, you can leave it on. My mother last night told me, I can say over the story, she went to the airport, she took off her three rings, she forgot them there, came back a minute or two later, they were not there anymore, and she tells people all the time, the halacha is you don't take her rings, leave them on. She lost her mother's ring, her older ring, and her two of her own personal rings over here. And numerous Noshim told me stories how they lost the ring due to the fact they were Machma Til Sinayim. Now again, the Loch is technically they point out that since if you are not Machbid, take off a Chalas, if you're Machbid, take off a Chalas, Echnam, you have to take it off also over here. If you're not Machbid to take it off by Chalas, Maisa, the place can say technically it's mutter to leave it on by the case of the Til Sinayim. Me'inin le'inin ba'isa inyan. Once people ask me in Til Sinayim, they also ask, what's the Loch in the Ger to Negelvasser? In the morning, when you wake up, washing your hands. So to be clear, the loch in Simen Dalid says the Ramah over there is Toiv Lahachmer, not the Ramah, the Mechaber. Mechaber says Toiv Lahachmer like Netil Sadaim of Amaitzi. The loch is Toiv, says Ramah, Benam Akiv, says the Bialoch over there, all the Chumras we do not put by Negelvasser. Therefore, by the case of Negelvasser, is even more lighter than Netil Sadaim. Ruach Ra works differently than a Til Sadaim. The Issa's question of Chaim Kineski, and he says, L'maiso, Medina, you do not take it off. Ein la'aser. So, Ben Geraya, by a band-aid by a Til Sadaim, Nubis Paiskim say to take it off. If it does not hurt you and not cause you any pain, you should take it off. Ma'ashenkin, by Negelvasser, L'maiso, we leave it on. It's a mere chain of Machbid. The Ibn Chaim says, it's right to take it off, but Medina, by Negelvasser, you can leave it on. So, it comes out in the Ger to rings. There are really the three levels over here. By Nida, Avadu, we take it off. By Til Sadaim, Mikardin, we leave it on. I'm sorry, Mikardin, we can leave it on. Unless a person over here is Makba Mitzad the Sugim Chalas. They get to Negelvasser, those want to be Mikkel all the time. Even more Kal over here. So, first, what came out? I'd like to go through the 12 and a half communities we came out between Nida and the Til Sadaim. We spoke out first, the Chumun Amor, Kofsa Chesef Aleph. We take off everything we do not find over here, Aleph. Second, the idea over here that the Rav is Machbid and the person is not Machbid, according to the Torah, the Akamoshi can be Mekel over here. Third, let's say the person is Machbid, the Rav is not Machbid, the Magavam says it can be Mekel over here. Fourth, a case of yisof, if you have a chatzitza upon you, come along with mishabur kol pima godim. Over here, you can be mekel mash enki in the case of nido. Fifth, the hook of cutting your nails of sif yud ches says a shach does not apply over here. Six, the case of tit or tzoy that's underneath your nails, that come along the taz says by the case of nido, we're going to be chosesh even does not stick on well mash enki matil stam lamai still be mekel. A seventh nafkamin is the case of a hangnail that we do not see numerous parts can bring down the chumra over here. An eighth nafkamino is yet things that Allah, like diyoy and dam and dvash gudoimo, the mishmur said to be makel over here, mash enke in the case of nido. In the case of two umnas, the magaram says you can makel over here, rach shulchan, mash enke in the case of nido. A tenth nafkamino, over here, all the parts can say you can makel in chazusa ba'almo. 11th nafkamino, when a person has tried to take off the scab, we did not find the Perishkim say, try to take it off, let's cause you a lot of pain. And 12th Nafkamino is taking off the ring. The Perishkim say, the Meiser, you can leave it on, Mikra Adin. Just to end off the Simon, Siftalid, is the aloch of how far to wash your hands. Medinoi. That's a clear Gemara in Chulin Daf Kovav. What comes out of the Gemara, it's clear that's not clear. Shela, what the gears is. Shela is how to understand the Machloikis over here. It's a machlokes, how to understand the machlokes. It's a machlokes, how to understand the machlokes. What is the machlokes? What exactly the words mean? Shalom, what the riff means. Shalom, what the Rambam sheet is. Shalom, what the Maskan of Tosfos is. What does Rashi hold? But Meiser, make a big kid, sir. There are three sheets over here. Those are paskin, you have to wash your whole entire hand. That's from your fingers and your palm of hand till it's connected to your arm. That's a smah, grashbet ben rucham. At Sen Hasheni, a second sheet of the Rekeach says, you only wash to your second knuckle. A third shita is Rashi, the Raven, the Rosh shita, you wash till the third knuckle over here. The Maisa, the place can only be down two shitas over here. You either have the shita of the third knuckle, or you have until the whole entire hand. The word of the Mechab is Roi Timachma, and that's on Hoga, we wash our whole entire hand over here. Again, the Mishmur has more of a stark Loshan. He says you have to wash your whole entire hand. Those are Mekel Ein Limchais. There's a third Lashon over here. The Rabbi has Lashon, the Yamshu Shleima Machma Tavla Bracha. That means everyone says you wash your whole hand. The question is how far to wash your whole hand. Is it Lashon Machma Tavla Bracha? Is it Lashon Roy Lahachmer? Or Roy Lashon of Ein Limchais? But how do we wash our whole entire hand? Therefore, this farming down, once you start learning these halachas, you should make a tznai and say that, let's say it won't have enough water. I'll only wash until my third knuckle. And above that, I won't wash my hand because that's the Ikar Din is the third knuckle over here. Should make it tonight. The Nafkamina is, let's say a person ate on Tisha B'Av. I know a lot of people ate on Tisha B'Av. They're chaylim for each one unto their own reason. How far do you have to wash your hand? Now, I've asked around numerous people. When you learn the Sugya, it comes out, Mamash Paket, what do you think? Everyone knows on Tisha B'Av or Yom Kippur, when you wake up in the morning by the Sugya of Rei Achra, you wash until the third knuckle and not more than that. Is that the same halacha by eating bread on Tisha B'Av or Yom Kippur? Negate the children eating, or your lettuce is a kudaima. So come along, as far as I see, all the Svarim say, you wash your whole entire hand. That means the sukkah of Netilas Naim in the morning is different than the Negelvas in the morning. One is the sukkah of Ruach Ruah, one is the sukkah of Sarach Tumo, that Meister Rechush of the Shida says the whole entire hand. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman, and the Mezilba, Shmir Shabbos, and Chaim, and numerous Malaktim, they bring down the halacha that once we chayshu this halacha, when you eat on a tzayim, it's true that everyone knows you only wash your third knuckle, that's for negelwasser. But now they get to wash your whole entire hand for eating bread, and the story is very simple. We know when you have lichluch upon your hand on Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to wash off the lichluch. So over here, long as it's not mitzah the sig of einig, washing it mitzah the sig of medina, this is halacha, we chayshu the sheet over here. Therefore, so washing your hand, the whole entire hand, not mitzah the idea of einig. Mitzah this halacha that we chayshu for. Therefore, eating bread on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur, the Maaseh, you have to wash your whole entire hand. Ad Kan, I think, the Shlomo of Kuf Samach Aleph. The Maaseh, today is Yud Beis Av. I think it's Yud Beis Av. In 3 months' time, Yud Aleph Cheshvin, there's a Bechino by the Rabbanut and the whole entire Nido. That means right now you have 3 months' time to do Chazara, and the same Chimah that we're going to have a Bechin on at the end of Elzman, before Yom Kippur, that same Chomer, a month later, is going to be by the Rabbanot, and Yom Amish had 3 months now to acquire and make a kinyan upon Hilchas Nido. The same simonim from the Lachakuf Pei Gimel, until the Simon Reish over here, the the same idea, the Beis Yosef, Ta'a, Shach, Peskashubi, Kivega, Shulchan Aruch on the page. And it's something that, if not now, and if you schedule yourself with Ben Zmanim, and then you have El Zman, and then Ben Zmanim afterwards, you have mamish 3 months, kedai to, as hard as you can, to get a chavusa, shtai, push, do as much as you can, through all the challenges we have right now, but this is the time you can, you have 3 months of opportunity to be cleaner, Hilchos Nida, and the best way to how to push it is to tell yourself, yes, I'm taking the test, not just Stillman's test, or Berkowitz test, taking the Rabbanus test, and push yourself. And it's a tough test. A mask is very tough, but it's if you push yourself, and after you do it, you feel accomplished over here, and you'll chapano, then mamish you gained out of it, and mamish kedai. Taka wish everyone atzlocha, sayin ben azmanim, sayin azman, sayin chazaro, and you should only have the serious service. Questions?